combination of quality. 8301353. Coron's Electric today.
Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Braemar Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call, 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC of Window. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I'm here with Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okavino Fulda Football. Coach, another tough week for you guys on the road, taking on Grenada, Huntley, East Shane, Truman, Martin Luther. Final score 36-6. Jaguars got the victory. Can you tell us a little bit about the ball game, some things you think went wrong, and maybe some things that you can positive that you can take away?
Sure. A little bit deceptive on the score. I think it was a really defensive battle. 0-0 through the first quarter and 14-0 at halftime. And one of those was, you know, ball bounced the wrong way. They fumbled. We forced a fumble into the end zone, and unfortunately their guy recovered instead of our guy. And so just a couple bad bounces in some places. And then at the end, I think we just got tired, and they scored a couple times close to the end. And so, you know, really, I think our defense did a lot as far as making them earn it. You know, they had some short fields. We put them in some bad spots. And we, you know, played really tough defensively. I think they threw the ball like 30 times for 60-something yards. We really did a good job kind of containing their passing offense. So, battled hard. They were very aggressive defensively. And we didn't maybe handle that as well as we could have, and something we worked on this week. And as you know, we got another tough defensive team coming up this week in Mountain Lake. So, you know, making defensively, I think we're making definite progress in terms of how well we compete in games, and I think that's going to pay off once the offense kind of catches up.
Absolutely, Coach. And you know, you mentioned headed to Mountain Lake this Friday, and you know, in the past, the last couple of years, or maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, headed to Mountain Lake was something that no team really got super excited for. They were, you know, were a powerhouse for a long time. And, you know, this year, still a good ball club, but a little bit down this year. A little bit like you guys, where you got some young guys in the backfield. They've got some young guys who, with not a whole lot of experience. And, you know, it's an opportunity for you guys to go in there and, you know, maybe take advantage of some weaknesses that they have, but you know, still they got the same coaching staff. They got the same guys, you know, some guys from last year who have a little bit of experience, and you know, they're an athletic bunch for sure.
Right, and I think they played really well defensively. I think they played a very tough schedule, and I think they've held every one of them under the team's average points. If I read that correctly, so. They've done a really good job defensively. Offensively, I think they're finding their identity. Ran the ball a lot last week. Just really tough because they can throw, you know, like three different ball carriers at you that all can run. They're all tough runners. Their offensive line does a good job. So I think it's going to be one of those games where the clock's probably going to run fairly fast, which is, you know, not always the case in nine-man. Last week, our game took a long time. There's a lot of passes. I think this week is probably the clock's going to run a little bit quicker. So, but just a team that we're going to have to really be stout defensively and play our assignment, and then offensively try to get some rhythm going against a team that really swarms to the ball. And they're so tough in terms of what they keep everything in front of them and make you earn it. So we're going to have to try to really grind offensively and defensively try to keep us in the game.
All right, Coach. Well, we look forward to covering that game on Friday. Appreciate you taking the time here as always, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kathy Hansen at Five Star Realty. We bring buyers and sellers together for a positive experience. 921 3rd Avenue, or find us on the web, fivestarrealtypros.com. Service you deserve, people you trust. Five Star Realty of Wyndham.
Remember Wyndham Quick Print. We design it, print it, and promote you. Wyndham Quick Print, specializing in wide format printing, including indoor and outdoor signs, banners and vinyl, full color, teardrop and flag types, custom vinyl decals of all kinds. If you can dream it, we can design it.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, you had Edgerton at home last Friday. I was there, able to catch that game on 94.3. And you guys played pretty well. Obviously, you know, a well-rounded team. You guys were able to kind of beat Edgerton at their own game in some ways, able to jump on them early. They're a team that likes to run the football, so I'm sure that was kind of one of your keys, is to get a quick start and, you know, force them to, you know, air it out a little bit, and you guys were able to do that and get that early lead. And, you know, there's some things with penalties throughout the game that I'm sure you talked about with your guys, some things that won't be able to fly during, you know, big-time games. But all in all, a pretty solid game for you guys getting the win there at home.
Yeah, you know, I think the bounce back after the disappointment from the week before was our biggest focus and our biggest worry. You know, coming off like we talked about last week, you know, that you know, don't let one turn into two type of situation. Don't be so caught up in losing to a good team at the end that you let one slip through your fingers. And I thought our kids responded very well. Like I said, we came out and we, you know, converted on fourth down a couple of times. On our first possession, you know, ran the ball fairly effectively on the first possession. We were able to take a big chunk off the clock and punch one in. And then on top of that, turn around and get a three and out. And, you know, Isaac hits Vander on that short corner route, and Vander breaks a couple tackles, and away he goes. And just like that, it's 14-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. You know, that's devastating for just about any team to drop two scores like that, but especially for a team like Edgerton, who's, like you said, their focus, their main focus is running the football. And when you put them in a situation where pass has to be one of the first options, that's always a positive for you. So, you know, overall, like you said, I think our kids played really solid throughout the majority of the game. The penalties were an issue. We'd been the least penalized team in the league going into last week. 8 penalties for 60 yards and some big spots. You know, that's something that we got to clean up and fix before we come down the home stretch here.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you guys got another one this week against Cedar Mountain at home, and it is homecoming week. Another little bit, I'm sure, you know, coaches look at it more as a distraction than a celebration, but, you know, a homecoming game at home, it's gonna, you know, going to be a good time. A lot of people coming back, alumni and all that good stuff, excited for, you know, a good game. What are some things headed into it that you got to key in on to try and pick up the win?
You know, first and foremost, when you see Cedar Mountain on film, you know, the one guy that stands out is their quarterback. He's a big-bodied kid, throws the ball decent. He's a solid runner. You know, and those are some of the things that we struggled with a couple weeks ago up in Renville. You know, we're going to have to make sure that we are prepared in our rush lanes and, you know, try to keep him in the pocket the best that we can, you know, and tackle him, right? He's, like I said, he's a big boy. He likes to lower his shoulder and run through you, so we're going to have to make sure that we establish our physicality up front, eliminate some of the things that he's had success doing, and you know, force somebody else to try to beat us. You know, not that they can't, right? They got a couple of solid receivers. The Pendleton kid is a shifty little guy with the ball in his hands. You know, and we just got to, you know, hem him in and just keep doing what we've been doing defensively. Outside of the one half up at RCW, like play solid up front, maintain our gap integrity, and tackle. And if we do that, I think we are as good a team in the district and in the section as there is. And we're just going to have to, you know, play it 1 week at a time here going forward, and make sure that we're doing our job, and you know, hopefully things turn out for us.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwabach Ace Hardware has it all. They are committed to being the helpful place to offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwabach Ace Hardware of Windham. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove. Coach, a tough one on Friday of last week. You guys had to head on the road and take on a Solid Hills Beaver Creek team. They just always seem to kind of reload every single year. Lose a couple key guys last year. They've got some guys coming back this year and a really good team, and you guys took the loss 60-14.
Yeah, you know, we knew going in we were 0-3, and they were 3-0 ranked in the state, and we knew it was going to be a tough battle on the road. We were shorthanded a couple of players and didn't have too many players to start with, so we went in a little shorthanded, but we were ready to play, and we came out and played pretty even for the first better half of the first quarter and a half. We were able to move the ball early in the game. We just had two key turnovers on our first possession on first down runs. We picked up the first down, and then we had a couple of fumbles. So that's then we had a drop pass on our third possession that could have resulted in a touchdown or at least a possession deep into their territory. So early in the game, we were able to do some things offensively that we wanted to do. And more importantly, we were able to stop them defensively and force them into punting situations. So end of the first quarter, 0-0, and we were feeling pretty good at that time. Second half began kind of the same way. They figured some things out and were able to go on a long scoring drive and then pick up the 2 points to go up 8-0. We went 3-and-out. They scored again to make it 16-0, kind of the same thing happened. So it's 22-0 right before half, and then we were able to get on the scoreboard with a electric punt return by Cole Curry. Ross threw the 2 point to Merrick. So we went at halftime. I think the score was 22-8, I believe. Yeah. So we were right in the game. Felt pretty good. Made some adjustments at halftime, and obviously whatever we did didn't work out as Hills kind of turned up the heat in the second half and kind of ran away with it.
Yeah, Coach, it's always tough coming off a game like that, against a really good team in Hills Beaver Creek, but got to bounce back right away and got a Edgerton team coming to town. And this one's going to be a little bit of a clash of styles, as Edgerton really likes to keep the ball on the ground and just pound it down the field and, run that clock and have those long, long drives while, you guys more of a bit of a explosive team. And, the styles, like I said, they clash. And, against a team like Edgerton, the way to beat them is to get up early and have those big plays. And, on the other side of things, Edgerton does a good job of, trying to stifle those high-powered offense and just keep them off the field and keep their offense on while they're moving it down the field.
Right, and it's been no different the last, 7, 8, 9 years where we know what they're going to do, they know what we're going to do. It's just whoever's going to stop the other person enough times to get the lead. And you're absolutely right as far as what we need to do. We need to jump on them early. We want to take them out of their put some pressure on them and hopefully turn them into a passing team. Not that they can't pass, but that's they definitely don't want to. If we can do that, that's going to go a long ways towards determining the outcome of the game. So we're going to have to make a couple stops early in the game, force a few turnovers. That's always key playing them because they can move the ball. They can move the ball on anybody in our district. They're big up front. They commit to the run, and they do it well. So our guys have to be in the right position. We have to do what their responsibility is, and then, we need to make some plays, and we need to force them into punting situations, and that's going to be a key too. Field position, we need to flip the fields. That's going to be huge. And then offensively, we need to get back to who we are. We've struggled offensively the last game and a half to hit explosive plays. They just haven't been there. We need to make some of those explosive plays and get some of those long touchdown plays if we're going to be successful.
All right, Coach, sounds good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here as always. Good luck on Friday, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You betcha, and we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Regular wellness visits with a primary care provider at Sanford Health can lead to better overall health. because better health care starts with a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham and the reason why our loyal customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of our community. They look forward to seeing you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. Coach, a big win for you guys here about halfway through this season. You guys got the win over Leroy Ostrander, and you know you talked about it being kind of an important game for you guys to kind of get back to the winning ways and kind of build off that win against Edgerton with that last second, you know, kickoff return. It looks like you guys did just that, getting a big win 45-14.
Yeah, it was. We knew you know, coming in that obviously Leroy Ostrander's got some tradition out there. Won state last year, and they have some kids back, and they got some athletes. And we didn't play extremely well against Edgerton, but we did win, and we had a good week of practice before the Leroy game, and came out the first half, and we missed a couple opportunities, and we were actually ahead 14-0 with 1 second to go in the first half, and they scored on a 34-yard scramble by a very athletic a quarterback from Leroy to make it 14-8 at halftime. So I felt we were dominating, but at that point we weren't very excited with that last second touchdown. But then we got the kickoff in the third quarter, and offensive line just really stepped up. We came out with the two running back backfield instead of mostly. We got the right guys put back there now. We've got time to work on it. We scored 25 points in the third quarter to get the lead up there and end up winning 45-14. So very, very excited about how the kids played. We played physical, we played fast, and we really did execute what we practiced that whole week. And we had to do that because obviously Leroy, not the same team as last year. There's no doubt about that. But they got some kids back, and they know how to win. And they were hungry that game, but we definitely played our best game. And we needed that, because the kids have been working hard. I think the best thing, too, is not only did we play well, but at the end of the game, we have absolutely zero injuries going forward, and that's going to be the key, too. We just can't have any injuries. You know, last year we had three or four starters go down by this point, and it was just getting tougher, and we had a very solid team with experience, but we got to stay healthy. And what we also got to do, too, because we don't have a JV team this year, is got a lot of kids in to play, because they're practicing every day and they're working their tails off, but we just don't have enough and/or eligible type kids for JV. So they got to get in too, and at the end of the night, it was just a great game. We need to build off of that too, because we're making all the steps that we wanted to take from going from a team that, after 1 week of football practice, I didn't know if we'd even compete with anybody. It was just pretty raw, pretty sloppy, and now we've got things going, and we just got to keep it rolling. So hopefully you know, we're having a good week of practice this week, but we got to stay focused. Cause obviously, we're playing a team I believe they haven't won yet, HLOF, but they're not going to back down, and we can't take anybody lightly because we're still at the point where we're still growing. So looking forward to a good week of practice, and then obviously getting better and going out and hopefully playing a very good game on Friday night.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned it. Heron Lake Okabena Fulda coming to town on Friday, and we'll be there to cover that one on Hot Country 94.3. And, you know, Heron Lake kind of in a similar situation to you guys where, you know, they've got a lot of young guys in the backfield just trying to figure things out headed through the season here, and they've got a couple games under their belt now, and they're going to be coming in, you know, hoping this is an opportunity, you know, to get things back on track. What are some keys headed into this ball game that you think you guys – you know, have to settle in on to try and pick up the win?
Yeah, just like I said, they're young, and we're kind of young and experienced. So I think both teams are going to get better as the next few weeks go on. But just like last week, I think I said no turnovers and no penalties, or I talked to the team about it. We actually only had one penalty against Leroy. We put the ball on the ground a couple times, but we got to win that penalties, very minimal penalties. If we get four or five penalties that take us out of our offense, then it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a struggle. But turnovers, and obviously
slowing down on the penalties. I think we're getting pretty clean as a team because we're still learning. But those are the two things, and we just have to play extremely physical. We got a couple comments from some Leroy coaches that we were physical, which honestly I didn't expect at this point. But that just means the kids are playing hard and they're not thinking. Hopefully they know what they're doing and let the physicality. So being physical, lack of turnovers, and slow down on the penalties, which kind of got us in trouble early in the year. So those are three main keys, and just go on. Kids got to have fun. Like now they're having fun, and that's where you want them to be, because early in the year, especially against Red Rock, very good team. I don't think we could have even beat them if we played our best game in week one, but we were not ready. Kids were a little uptight. Renville, we were still a little uptight, started getting loose. So now the kids are having fun, and just execute and go get it.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to talking to you again next week, and good luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. We're proud to offer the latest technology available when it comes to your nutrient and biological needs. Let AgPoint Solutions help with your in-season tissue and soil testing.
507-832-0008.
We're now joined on KDOM Sports by Coach Adam Farig of the Windham Eagle football program. And Coach, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So you guys are coming off of another tough loss to Jackson County Central, but we knew that going in it was going to be a pretty competitive game. And what were your guys' takeaway from that matchup?
Well, I think that, you know, despite the scoreboard, it was one of our better team performances. And, you know, I think that as the season goes on, you know, that's something that we can, you know, look back on positively, is that, you know, I think that we did play some of our best ball. Obviously we did have, you know, too many mistakes, you know, let too many big plays happen, had some missed opportunities on offense. But, you know, I think as a whole, it definitely showed that we're continuing to make this trend in the right direction and, you know, continue to find pieces to keep putting together.
All right, sounds good. And during the matchup, you had two or three boys go down with, thankfully, non-career-ending injuries. Any injury reports or anything like that for the from the boys?
So for right now, we're still just, you know, feeling everything out, seeing where the guys are at. You know, with it just being big early in the week, still unsure of how everybody's looking. You know, we haven't hit the field again yet since then, so I'm still trying to figure everything out, see, you know, how we're doing health-wise, but, you know, should know more as the week goes on here.
All right, sounds good. And you guys have LaSore Henderson, so essentially the land of the Jolly Green Giants, are coming to Island Park on Friday. What are you looking for from your boys between today and before Friday afternoon on practice nights here?
You know, for us, it's, you know, we just have to look at it as, you know, just another game on the schedule. You know, we're still going to continue to build on what we've been, you know, getting started here. They're going to keep working, and, you know, keep working towards, you know, changing that number in the win column for the year. And I think that, you know, with the way that things are going and, you know, with how we've been approaching things, you know, I think that we're, you know, getting closer and closer to, you know, becoming that team that we want to be. And, you know, hopefully that starts to show more this week.
All right. And as you and I were talking before we started recording here, last year your boys were actually victorious against LaSore Henderson. They actually shut them out 28-0. So do you suppose the boys that are coming back are going to try to instill what they used in that game to the younger kids, and maybe the younger kids will have some sort of insight on, you know, this is how we can play this matchup, this is how we can play this run, or something like that?
Well, you know, with from last year, you know, everything, or we are, you know, a very different team from last year. And so, you know, I think that we still just do continue to take the, you know, every game is, you know, the same, you know, one game at a time type of approach. You know, and I think too, with how much teams can change from year to year, you know, I say that we're a different team, but you know, they obviously are not going to be the same team, you know, year in, year out. So I think that for us, it's just, you know, continuing to, just see these matchups as, you know, nothing too different. You know, just because we did, you know, beat them last year, that doesn't mean anything specific for this year, and we just got to prepare it, you know, prepare as such.
Yeah, and last year's last year, this year's this year, as we've seen quite clearly so far this season. But as you and I have talked about, there have always been just three keys to the matchup. Are they going to be the same, or are you guys going to be tweaking them as you're coming into the second half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much tends to carry over the same week to week. You know, that execution is always going to be number one. And, you know, I think that as long as we can execute more things correctly and continue to do what we've been doing, you know, correctly, we'll keep putting ourselves in better positions, and the better that we can, you know, execute well, the more likely that we are to come out on top. So really, you know, week in, week out, I think that's always going to be our biggest thing. And really it's just going to be maintaining that focus. Obviously we're off to, you know, a less than ideal start here. But I think that, you know, we see that we're getting on the right track. And, you know, I think that, it, you know, once we can put in a full game together and, you know, eliminate some of these mistakes, that, you know, it'll set us up pretty well, you know, this week and going forward with the year.
All right. Very good, Coach. Well, any final thoughts for Coach's Corner here today?
Go Eagles.
All right. Go Eagles. That was Coach Adam Farag of the Wyndham Eagle football program. We'll continue on with Coach's Corner and KDOM Sports right after this.
Mountain Lakes City and Municipal Utilities value each member of our community. We strive to build confidence in community through efficient and caring people working in our water, wastewater, electric, streets, parks, cemetery, police, fire, ambulance, library, economic development, and administration departments. The City of Mountain Lake and Municipal Utilities, we're here for you.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Crystal Fast of Wyndham Volleyball. And Coach, since the last time we talked to you, you've just had one game, but it was a good test for you guys, an out-of-class opponent, Inherent Lake Okabena Fulda, a very good ball club. Both teams have faced similar opponents throughout the year, both getting wins over Jackson County Central, a really good volleyball club. So I'm sure you are well aware of the style of play and the caliber of team that was coming in on a Monday night. And, you know, it really showed in a five-set battle, you guys kind of going back and forth set for set. You know, I was there to cover the game, and it looked like that third set was one where both teams were, you know, really able to kind of show what they had, you know, offensively and defensively. And you guys ended up winning that third set, but unfortunately took the loss 3-2. Can you talk just a little bit about the matchup, some things you saw during it, and some things you can take away?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the one thing about, you know, obviously winning is nice. Winning is great. It's fun. But you learn a lot more from those losses. You know, we knew going in, like you said, it was going to be a battle. It was going to be a fun atmosphere, being it was our coaches versus cancer night. We haven't played at home for a couple of weeks. You know, this is our travel year. So we were really looking forward to the matchup with Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, and knowing that it was a very talented team coming in. We definitely had our ups and downs throughout the match. We won two sets. And in those two sets, I felt like exactly what you said. We really showed what we have and what we're capable of. Unfortunately, in sets four and five, we didn't play well. We had a lot of errors. We really broke down those errors on Tuesday or yesterday at practice, and just discussing how we can fix those. You know, we can't have 20 service errors in a match. I mean, that's just, you can't win games doing that. We just have we had almost a week break, and that is the first longest break we've had since we started playing at the end of August. So just having those days off kind of throws a wrench. I'm going to say throws a wrench. It was great for our legs, great to get rest. But it just throws in a different dynamic that we're not, you know, we haven't been used to, where we've been going and really not had any time to take a breath. But overall, I'm proud of the girls. You know, I feel like we really blocked the ball well on Monday night. We had, I don't remember exactly how many blocks, but we had a lot of blocks. And so that's hats off to the front row. And like I said, just the one thing that we learned is that we've got to be a little bit more disciplined, and we've got to cut back on our errors, both the physical and the mental errors.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. You know, it's one of the beautiful things about volleyball is, you know, sets don't really carry over into the next one when it comes to points, but it can when it comes to, you know, emotions and things like that. I know earlier in the year we saw a game where you guys lost the first set 30-28, and it kind of affected, you know, the next set, and everybody kind of in the gym kind of felt like, you know, that first set was going to decide the game, but you guys were able to come all the way back and win that game in five sets as well. And you talked about these games being learning experience. What are some things you can learn from this loss to Heron Lake Okabena Fulda heading into Thursday, as you got another out-of-class non-conference opponent in Westbrook Walnut Grove?
Yeah, so, you know, yesterday at practice and today at practice, you know, we're just going to really talk about the little things. Getting back to those little things, you know, we really talked about, you know, we worked really hard in that, you know, that first month of the season, those first few weeks, and really broke down the game and broke down the fundamentals. And we just kind of got away from it here in the last week. I don't want to, you know, again, I'm not using the break as an excuse. We got beat, you know, by a very, very, very good team in Heron Lake Okabena Fulda. But we talked yesterday as coaches with them as just getting complacent, and kind of just, we kind of sort of going through the motions because we had 5 days of practice in a row, which we hadn't had since, August. So just not coming and not being complacent, coming to practice every day that, and having that discipline, that determination, that grit, that, like you said, we saw when we played Worthington and losing 30-28 in that first set and then losing the second set, but then digging deep and coming back. So we know that we have to continue to have that determination, that grit, and making sure that we're disciplined, playing disciplined volleyball no matter who we're playing. We know that Westbrook Walnut Grove is a much improved team. They have a lot returning from last year. We saw them at the Jackson tournament, beat them, but as I said yesterday, that means nothing.
Absolutely, Coach. So, once again, tomorrow night against Westbrook Walnut Grove, we'll be there to cover it. Eric Thomas will be there covering that one. But appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. And once again, we'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. For an all-star lineup of the seed you need from the Seed Center of Wyndham, Hogemeyer Seeds, Stein, as well as all types of grass and forage seeds, stop in and see Shelley at the Seed Center or call 507-831-4494.
Sanford Health provides the care you need right where you call home. Our providers offer a full range of services close to where you live, work, and play, so you can get the care you need when you need it. Find a clinic near you at sanfordhealth.org.